Hi, you are listening to Engage to Flourish with your host, Trish, with my co-host, Damon and Kyle.
Oh, we're co-hosts. I thought we were guests.
Oh, guests.
Cool, we're co-hosts today. All right.
Yeah, we wanted to try something new today. And Trish, actually, this is not the first time we started the recording. And she jumped in and was like, oh, let's try something different today.
I'm back.
She heard us call her out last week on last week's episode with Carol, since Carol's been on a few times this year. And this is the first time that Trish has been on this calendar year. So yes, we wanted to have her come on because she needs to reclaim her spot on top of the podium.
Well, I think we need to have an advisory label for our listeners that as we were talking and prepping, there was mega laughter going on. So there might be a lot of pausing for laughter today. So just be ready. I hope you're in a mood to laugh. So,
you know, we are talking about a very serious subject because we're continuing our series on heaven. And Pastor Barry this past Sunday gave us a little bit of a glimpse of what we'll be doing in heaven and what we'll be experiencing in heaven. And Trish had a lot of insights that she gleaned from this sermon. So she came on to share some of those insights in ways that her mind was blown during Pastor Barry's sermon. Am I ramping up the pressure or what?
Yes. I had one thing to say and that's it.
Okay, let's go for it.
Oh, okay. So,
well, since you are the host today.
Thanks for taking over my hosting job, Damon. Wow, that was kind of rude. So
he's not used to it. Give him a little grace.
Old habits die hard.
Okay. Just kidding. I'm not your host. So
yes, you are.
No, I'm not going to be the host, but we had, we were at a graduation party and.
Oh, you're going to start there. I thought you were going to start with a sermon.
I'm going to start there.
That's how the conversation started.
Okay. No, I'm just saying like, this is, we went to a graduation party after the sermon. Yeah. And so the topic got brought up at our table about heaven and the message and everything. And it was a fun conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the whole purpose of like this heaven thing is, right? Like the topic, getting our minds to go there. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of fun and just talking about Agnes looked dead at me. She was across the table from me. And then she was like, what do you think you're going to do in heaven? Like, what's your purpose? And I literally had nothing for her. I was like, and then I got me a little sad. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. For those that don't know me, I say a lot of words, but it's not, don't take them literal. Like, I wasn't really sad, but I just was like shocked. Like, what am I going to do in heaven? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I like to watch TV.
You hadn't put much thought to it, right?
No. Yeah. No
or
thought.
Any thought.
We'll get there to what blew my mind in the first place about the sermon when I was taking my notes when Pastor Barry was speaking. But I literally looked at her and I was like, I don't know. And then she said, what do you like to do? Uh-huh. And then I was like, I literally had nothing for her.
But then, no, you did share something. Do you remember?
But what was the first thing I shared?
Well, you said, what I remember, you said, I love laughing and making people laugh.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, maybe that's going to be your job or that's what you're going to do in heaven. Just laugh a lot and help people laugh because there's
laughter is infectious.
God, yeah. And God has a sense of humor. God loves to enjoy things. So
I think everyone loves to laugh, but I take it to like a whole like other level because I say laughter is like one of my love languages. Mm-hmm. Because if you can make me laugh or, you know, like I feel so full, right?
Oh, then she should feel loved because we were making her laugh before we started recording. So there we go.
I know. I'm like coming down now. I'm like, oh no, now that we're recording, my adrenaline's like leaving my body. So I think at some point I said that because everyone was sharing what they were going to be like, I think I will do this in heaven. And, you know, I literally loved the conversation. Mm-hmm. And I said, maybe, oh, no, that's what Agnes said. You love talking.
Oh.
Maybe you'll have
your own podcast in heaven.
Your
talk your, show host.
Your own talk show host. And then I just brought up, for those that are old like me, especially when you were sick at home, you watched Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake. Like,
I started, old school, I love it.
That's not the one that I heard.
You're dating yourself a little bit.
That's what I said, for those that are old.
But then
old,
somebody else said, no. At the table said, how about Jerry Springer?
No, I said Jerry Springer.
Oh, you
Springer.
Said that? Oh, I thought somebody else said it.
No, I was like, could we have a Jerry Springer show in heaven? Okay.
So we'll be having disclaimer. People cheering, Trisha, Trisha, Trisha in heaven.
Okay, disclaimer. I said it as a joke because everyone at my table went, and I was like, oh, wow, I just touched on something. Nobody liked that idea, and I just kind of just kept going with it. And I was like, I'll bring people from hell on, and then you can, like, laugh in their face. And then that's when everyone at my table went, and I was like, I know. We're not going to bring people from hell up to heaven for my talk show. Anyways, so that died right then and there.
It did.
So then I said, fine. And then I said, oh, and then also I could be a stand-up comic, uh-huh. You know. And then, oh, I won't talk about what we talked about.
Because, do you remember that time on Earth?
Yeah. That's but went, do you want me to tell?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Do you want me? Why? It's so fun. It's so fun. Well, I just said, because then through conversation, okay, can I say who was at the table?
Sure, why not?
Okay. I wasn't at the table.
I was, but you can say I was there, and everybody else, if you want to say their name, that's up to you.
They'll forgive me.
I think so.
So it was.
Or they won't listen
well,
to the
podcast.
Well,
you already said Agnes. So.
Oh, yeah. Agnes was across from me. Dale, Pastor Barry, Kyle, Agnes. Mimo was there in and out because she was social and talking to other people.
Yeah.
So
that's not unusual.
Yes, I know. That's why I made my tone different. Like, she's being social. So we were talking about, we had literally, it was like, I feel like an hour, but it could have been shorter. A talk about heaven, because then we talked about like eating and like.
If you connect it all to heaven, yeah, but there was a lot of other stories that you brought in that we were talking about stuff on Earth, so then it kind of got sidetracked for a while.
Because we went to, like, we were going deep, and we were saying, like, because I never researched heaven, but I assumed we wouldn't eat because we're new body, like, why do you need to eat or drink? And so we kind of went on that topic, and then it went to naturally. Went to
bathroom talk.
So then we went on that. I won't elaborate. I know probably Carol, and I can name some other people that probably want to know all that was said at the table.
Carol, you're getting called out on the episode you're not on. Trisha calling you back out.
Because I would want to know. If I was listening, I'd be like, say it. Anyways.
Maybe next week we have to have Trish and Carol.
Yes. Can we? That would be awesome. So we naturally went in that direction. And it's like, you know, even Pastor Barry was like, what? Like, do we go to the bathroom in heaven? Like, and we were like, no, we have new bodies. And I mean, we just went down. And then I was like, that's material for my stand-up comic time in heaven. And I was like, my comic, my whole setup will be like, do you remember in heaven, on Earth, ladies?
The old Earth, yeah.
Do you remember the old Earth? Remember when you couldn't laugh, sneeze, cough without going number one? And then we'll be like, because we don't anymore. Welcome to heaven.
Or I thought you were going to say, remember on Earth when you guys all thought your stuff didn't stink? Well, in heaven, it doesn't stink.
Yes! You're giving me more material. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So it was a lot of fun. And that brings me back to Pastor Barry's sermon, because I was sitting there as he was giving us all these examples and scripture and everything. And I thought, I never think about heaven. Mm. I really don't. Mm-hmm. And that's what was mind-blowing, because I'm paraphrasing it because I'm not a great note taker. So this is not word for word what Barry said, but the gist of it was the more we know about heaven, the more we will want to live for God on this earth. Mm. And that's what blew my mind, because that is, I just was like, duh, that is so true. The more I want to be in heaven, because it was such a fun conversation that we had at the party, and it just got me pumped up. And then that really has transferred over these past couple of days on how I am living on this earth. Like, things have changed for me personally. So anyways, Damon, why are you just staring at me?
No, I hate when he has that smirk on his face.
Yes, it's a smirk.
I like what you're saying. That's all.
You get it, Kyle.
I get that look often. So I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Sometimes my brain just goes all over the place when people are talking. So,
well, because I also want to go down the. I mean, can I touch on the hell path? Because
sure,
not that they don't bother me, but have you seen those people on the corners and they have signs and it was like, yeah, repent, go to, or you're going to hell, like those big signs and people have them or whatever. And I'm like, it's true, but I feel like I also probably focus more on hell or not what it's like and that whole thing, but it's like, I don't want to go there. So I'm more, which is good. I mean, you need to have, you shouldn't want to go to hell. But it's like, you know what? I'm focused a little bit maybe here on hell, where I'm just like, I don't want to go there, which is good. But I've never thought about heaven. And I think if you can mash both together, which is the healthy fear of God you know, living a certain lifestyle so you don't go there, but then have a great time thinking about heaven, like the reward of going to heaven. Mm-hmm. Like that's where I wanted to go.
Yeah. That reminds me of a message I think Kyle gave a long time ago. I don't actually know if it correlates one-to-one, but he used magnets. Mm-hmm. And so kind of in your framework that you just presented, Trish, it's kind of like we want the repellent of hell to push us in one direction, and we want the pull of heaven to push it, accelerate us in that same direction towards heaven, right?
Yeah.
Good job. I didn't remember that. I think
good job, Kyle.
It's good because we need awareness of the evil, awareness of the bad stuff. But if that's where our focus is, then we're robbing ourselves of the joy and like you said, the excitement of what's ahead of us. And that was part of the fun conversation for me, listening and even kind of picking Pastor Barry's brain too. Like, okay, somebody brought up like, well, what age are we going to be in heaven? Yeah. And then he had these, Barry's like, well, there's like two or three different types of views, and he kind of shared them. And he's like, I don't know which one it is, but some people think it's somewhere in your 30s. But then I was like, well, what if you never reach 30? Then what happened? Oh, yeah, there's.
Yeah.
Or there's. He also said it might be where not like shapeshift, but like where when you interact with somebody and they'll see you based on the age that they know you from that they knew you from. So like if I see you in heaven, Trish, I might see you as like this age, whereas somebody else like from high school would see you like, oh, at that age. And so that you kind of, even though you don't, your body doesn't change, they recognize you as that. And I'm like, oh, I could see that being a possibility, whereas on earth it doesn't happen that way, but I could see that happening. So it was a lot of like, there's a lot of I don't know, but it could be like this. Yeah. And it gets you starting to like, oh, that would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah. For me, this series came at the perfect time. Like, I'm sure God's word comes at us at the perfect time, or it's for your future, right? So you're learning it now for the future. But for me, February 26th, I believe, I was at work. It's all my work's fault. I choked. That's a long story, but I actually had to have the Heimlich done on me, and they called 911, and it was like, I feel like when it happens to you, it's not as scary as when you witness it, if that makes sense to anyone. So it was eye-opening, but I had fear of eating, and we were joking about it because I was like, that lasted 2 days. and all these things. But I kept thinking, like, I've always had this, not fear of death, but, like, more of, like, my brain wants to go to, like, if my kids die. Mm-hmm. And that's a big control factor I have on them. I've talked at length about me trying to control, like, me playing God for my kids. I listened to my past episodes. So,
the mama bear is strong.
It is. But I feel like, or me dying, and then they have to live without a mom, right? Like, that whole thing makes me really sad. And so I don't have the fear, but it just can sadden me. But when it happened, it did something different. I was like, okay, I didn't die, because that was a real thing. Like, I could have died, but I didn't. But if I were to die, it's okay. And I didn't fully understand that, even though I had the feeling. And, like, so I just had to, like, sit at with each boy, because, like, they need to know also, if I die tomorrow, it's okay. Like, I'm in heaven, but I didn't get the joy of that. That me saying it didn't really connect. Like, I knew it in my brain, but not in my heart, right? Because there's still sadness there when someone dies, especially, like, so close to you, like a parent or a child dies. And now I have, it's like the two, like, emerged finally, my brain and my heart. And it's like, oh, okay, you can cry for 1 month. Like, I'm so silly. Like, I'm such a control freak. Okay, you guys can cry, and I need you to, like, wear burlap and rip the burlap and cry for a month. Ashes on your face. Like, I need that. I need to know that you're going to do that for 1 month, and then you get your butt up, and now you need to, like, live your life.
Yeah. And everything Trish speaks is very literal, so that's exactly what she wants.
And it's recorded forever.
You don't use metaphors.
This is why we need the disclaimer when I'm on here.
Oh, don't worry. When you die, my face will be black with ashes.
Thank you. For 1 month.
I'm only doing burlap for 1 day. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I thought it was 7 days.
You need to wear.
Where did this 1 month come from?
I don't know. I just need you to mourn me for 1 month and then rejoice. But I didn't really believe it until this series and the whole conversation at the party with, like, talking about it and getting excited. And there was so much laughter around it. And it's like, that's what heaven's going to be like. And that's amazing. And so I can honestly say, like, I've even had to go there mentally. If one of my children, which is everyone's worst of the worst nightmare, dies, I had to go, but God is still good. Because I'm too comfortable on this earth. And I will mourn my whole life. I won't give it the 1 month, but, like, maybe 1 month in bed. But then I will have to get up, because that's not how God wants us to live. And even if one of my children leave this earth, I know that joy where he's at. And I have to, like, know that that's where he's at. And that God is still good. Because I had to come to terms with, I mean, obviously I didn't die, but if, like, I know it sounds silly, but I didn't die. But you think, okay, if I died, God is still good. And I never, ever had that thought in my life because of my childhood, which everyone knows about my childhood. And I've, like, struggled with God with that. And that's why I struggle with my kids, because, like, I didn't feel protected. And it's just coming full circle now. It's like, no, God is good. And I never really felt that. And I'm telling you, it's all because of this series. I mean, me, God saving me.
Yeah, yeah.
God saving me when I choked. And then the heaven thing. Like, this whole thing has just exploded for me.
We had you come on the podcast right at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, I had, this might sound weird, but I had almost the joy, but the privilege of going to a funeral recently of a college age girl. She was a Biola student, and we knew her parents from a long time ago, from a church that we used to go to, friends with them. And the service they did was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And I left with that feeling like they were really rejoicing that the heartache, the pain, but they celebrated her life in such a great way. Yeah. And knowing where she is right now, it's like, it was such a cool experience. Cause that's one of, like, I don't dwell on it, but I think about it every once in a while, like, how would I be in that situation?
Yeah.
And for me, I can go there a little bit, but I can't I guess don't let myself dwell on it. And that's probably a good thing in a lot of ways, but in some ways, maybe I need to have more depth on that. But being at that funeral was like, oh wow, if I was in their shoes, like, could I celebrate their life? And I'm like, that's what I would want if one of my kids died early. Like, they were just telling stories and just making, I got to know her. I knew her as a little child, but I hadn't seen her in a long time. But it was such a joy hearing her faith journey and hearing them just, knowing that they even shared their sadness about missing things about her already, but how they're just excited that she's with Jesus and she gets to experience all that stuff we're talking about in our series right now. And in a way, they were kind of jealous a little bit. And I was like, wow, that is a cool perspective to have in such a hard and tragic situation.
Can I even bring Phil Robertson up at this point?
Oh, sure.
So
you're the host. You can do whatever you want.
You know what? We're going to talk about Phil Robertson. So he just passed away, Duck Dynasty legend. And
he's the dad.
The dad.
Of that group, right? Yeah.
The top dog.
Yeah.
The top duck. So he passed away. He had dementia or was it full blown? Anyways.
I don't know the background.
Maybe it was full blown. I don't know how to say the word.
Alzheimer's?
Yeah, thank you. I say it wrong. So he died at 79, which is relatively young. You know, I mean, I feel like you still have maybe some good years in there. But he passed away recently. And it's funny because my boys grew up on that show, the two older ones, because I loved it. So we watched it all the time. And so Christian was messaging me on Instagram and sending me things that he passed. And, like, you know, it's funny because you don't know him, but you're still saddened by it, especially, like, he was so vocal
about his faith,
his faith and his past, because he had a pretty dark past before knowing, coming to Jesus. So he's very open about that. And then how he raised his family and everything. And so you do become sad, like, even though you don't know this person, you're saddened. And I just messaged Christian, and it's something like I would have never said before. And I was like, he's literally and completely healed. Like, he is healed and he's whole and he's with Jesus, you know, because I've said it for years, but like I said, my brain and my heart don't connect all the time. But now I feel it is, you know, if I get cancer and die, I'm going to be healed one way or another. Either I will be cured of cancer on earth or I die of cancer and now I'm completely healed in heaven, you know, and either way, I'm going to be healed and we will have to be okay with that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, anyways. Damon, do you have anything to say? You're pretty quiet.
Oh, I like that as a host. Good job.
I mean, I really do like that perspective of, like, either way, I'm going to get healed, because it kind of reminds me of, there's a conversation in The Chosen where it's little James and he's talking to Jesus, right? And little James has an affliction that causes him to like limp and he's not very fast. And, you know, he was asking Jesus why he hasn't healed him yet, right? And he's like, well, you know, one day you will be healed, right? And so I think that perspective that you're sharing, Trish, I think it's really cool to have that perspective of, you know, whatever's coming our way because of Jesus, because of what he's bringing when he's brought heaven to earth. It's either heaven can come now where I get healed now, or in the future when we meet him in heaven, we'll be healed. And so I think that's a really cool perspective to have. You know, it just brings a new way to look at things that a lot of people would consider difficult information or bad news or things like that, right? And I don't remember where it was. It might have been like Kung Fu Panda. My kids have been watching a lot of Kung Fu Panda. But one of the things that they say, and I think it's from that movie, is like, there's no bad news. There's news. And then it's like how you respond to that. Oh. Right? And so kind of with that perspective, it's like, okay, if cancer comes, it's not necessarily bad news because I'm going to get healed by it on earth, or I'm going to get healed by it in heaven. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just news. And so how am I going to deal with this information that's come in now? Right. And I think that's just a really cool way to look at things and how to live our life. Right. Yeah. It's like, if we live with that mentality, then we can point everyone to Jesus and that, and how God is good. It's like, this is news. I'm going to live my life a certain way, whether it goes and I die or whether I live. Yeah. Either way, I'm going to live for Jesus, right? And I think that is a really big testimony to people. It's like, how can you have so much faith in this time? But it's because of Jesus, right? Yeah. And so it's really a way that we can point people to Jesus in our lifestyle and how we respond to these situations that a lot of times the world would consider bad news or negative or something difficult.
Yeah, it is interesting. I just had the thought, I don't know, this is not really developed in my mind. So I wonder if those of us that have had a lot of afflictions on this earth, I mean, some people have say easier life, but they just have less to go through, whether it's physical, emotional. Yeah. There's just, we all get dealt different hands, right? But for those of us that have had, like, I've had my fair share of physical issues that I've had to deal with from a young age, and so there's certain things that I don't take for granted that I think other people do. But I wonder if when we're in heaven, like, there will be even a greater appreciation of heaven in some ways. But I don't know if that's possible. I mean, I think, well, maybe, because we actually talked about different, like Barry talked about in this message, about, like, you're still learning and growing, and so maybe there's even like a different depth of appreciation for the air quotes good life in heaven and compared to what it was like. Because, like, even your jokes earlier about, do you remember on the old earth? And but it's like, if we do have that memory of like, wow, you remember how it was? Like, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't as bad, awesome. That's great that you didn't have to endure that. But maybe then you don't have that depth in heaven. But yeah, I don't know. Just a thought.
See, I love this because we don't know. But I mean, because it's like either way, whether that's true or not, right? We're still going to love heaven and rejoice in his greatness. But it's still fun to go like, are we?
Yeah.
Because that's a great like thought provoking like scenario because I had such a horrible upbringing for me. So then that thought process makes me more excited for heaven because then it's like, oh, man, it's like that much more amazing. So
I think a little bit of it, I think of with Paul, right? Like he had this physical affliction. They don't, you know, people have kind of guessed at what it was, but they're pretty sure it was something physical. And it made him long for heaven, but yet he still was like, but I have stuff to do here until God calls me home. Yeah. So I'm not going to make it where I'm just looking towards heaven to try to escape what I'm going through. And I'm just trying to get through so I can get to it. It's like, no, even in spite of that, I'm going to do what the Lord wants me to do while I'm here. And it's going to be harder because I have this affliction, but that doesn't matter. I'm not going to just give up and just wait for my time to be over. He's like, no, I'm going to push hard until God calls me home. But once he calls me home, it's going to be awesome because I'm not going to have this anymore. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's inspiring.
Damon?
Amen. I mean, I think part of it brings me back to some of the things that we were talking about in our identity class this past week, and we were talking about intimacy with the Lord, right? And how on earth, the Lord wants to have intimacy with us, and there's opportunities for us to have intimacy with him. And as we grow in that now, then our capacity actually continues to grow, right? And so then when we enter heaven, our capacity for this intimacy with the Lord is greater as we continue to develop it here, right? Then if we don't develop it here and then we get to heaven, it's like, this is something totally different than I've ever thought or or understood, because I've never had this. I've never experienced this before, right? And so the Lord wants to have this relationship with us, and he's allowed us to have that because of what Jesus did on the cross, right? So now we can come into relationship with him. So what are we going to do with that now? Are we going to be like Paul and try to develop that and grow in that, and so that when we do get to heaven, our capacity for that relationship is larger than, you know, if we don't do that? And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people miss out on, is the relational aspect of, you know, it's like, oh, okay, I'll get to heaven. It's like, okay, cool, we'll get to heaven. But it's like, well, what is your relationship with the Lord going to look like when you get to heaven? Is it going to be something where you have this large capacity to receive from him, or because you've been developing that since you became a believer? Or is it going to be just something that's like, oh, I don't know. I don't even know what that looks like. I don't know. Just those are some of the things that have been, I've just been sitting on a lot recently. It's just the, you know, it comes back to those Matthew 7 verses, right? It's just like, oh man, when I get to heaven, I don't want the Lord to say like, I didn't know you. Right. Yeah. And so what does that look like for me today? How am I developing that? How am I growing in that capacity to have that relationship with him?
So, but even to take that one farther, that Matthew 7, it's like, that's more at the judgment. I didn't know you. So then you get separated, hell and heaven. But even in heaven, it's like, I wouldn't want God to say, I didn't know you very well. Mm-hmm. Right. Cause that's where then, okay, there, you knew him enough where, okay, you're saved, but it's like, but I wanted to know you more. It's like, oh wow, that has a different flavor, where it's like, oh, I want to increase my capacity, my depth, my connection.
I think like in the early 2000s, it's funny, but I really, okay, God made us. He knows our personalities. Like, he gave us our personalities. And I hope I don't offend anyone when I tell people, like, when I hear from God, he talks in my language. And so whether he makes me laugh or I just think like, oh my gosh, that was really funny. Like, I feel like he loves us that much that he's going to discipline us. He's going to talk to us in the way he made us. And so a lot of times, like, it's kind of like, girl, like, you know, but that's the way he can really get to me, because it's like, he can speak the way I am. Right. So in the early 2000s, there was this funny, Jesus is my homeboy, like saying, and t-shirts and all that stuff. And I really, like, some people maybe got mad about that because it's kind of like disrespectful maybe to some people. But for me, it's like, if you really, not like gang-wise, but like, Jesus is my homeboy. Like, you should really want him to be your homie. Because, like, you want to hang out with that person. And it's like, I know it was just like a funny thing then, but I really took it to heart. Like, Jesus is my homeboy. Like, yeah, because that's the person that you want to hang out with, get to know, do your life with, right? And I love that saying so much. And I literally can't imagine in heaven, like, are we going to speak the way we are? God be like, homie, like, Jesus. I'm just kidding. So I'd be like, that's just mind blowing to me that, again, like, are we going to talk the way we talk on earth? Will I be ghetto girl still and be like, what's up to Jesus?
So I do want to give a shout out to Catherine and the IPM team. So when you're talking, Trish, like, it really reminded me of my time with IPM. So for those of you that don't know, IPM stands for Intensive Prayer Ministry. And it, because of the title, it can seem kind of intimidating, right? Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, intensive prayer ministry, like, oh shoot, they're going to go like deep. And okay. So my experience, I felt like the Lord said, you need to do this. Like, okay, I'll tell Catherine and I'll sign up. Right. I was expecting it to be, okay, they're going to go unleash my deepest, darkest secrets and everything. And it was really the most fun, one of the most fun experiences. And I tell them I'm their number two fan because Henry is their number one fan. They won't let me take the title of number one fan because that's Henry's. But so one of the things that happened in that is they try to help you get rid of the blocks that you have in your relationship with the Lord. And so there's opportunities during prayer sessions that they take you to the courtroom and you can interact with the Father and Jesus, who's our advocate, right? And so I'm like, oh man, this is a courtroom. Like, what's it going to look like? It's going to be like all serious. And, you know, nobody likes to go to jury duty or anything like that, right? No, it's just so, like, you don't want to mess up in the courtroom, right? And then so in our prayer time, they're like, okay, let's go to the courtroom. And then, like, God is, like, messing with me. And, like, they're like, why are you laughing? I'm like, this is a side of God. Like, he's just, like, speaking my language, right? Yeah. Like, kind of like you were saying, Trish. And yeah. I was like, oh, this is, like, not what I was expecting in my relationship with God. There was a block there in terms of, like, what I was expecting him to, how I was expecting him to relate to me. And I was like, oh, this is a side of God I haven't seen before. But it makes me feel closer to him, mm-hmm. right? And a fuller picture of who he is. Like, because there were times where, yeah, he was the stern and mm-hmm. and the judge, but then there were times where he'd mess around. It's like, oh, like, there's a full range of his personality and who he is. And it's like, oh, this is different. So, yeah, when you were sharing that, I was like, oh. So if you feel like intimacy with the Lord is something that you want, but you do feel that there are blocks, IPM is a great place to start. So reach out to Catherine and her team, Sanjo and Joey and them, and they can help walk you through the process of going through IPM because, yeah, it's a great time. It's a great experience. And they're just so caring, and they just really want to bring you to a deeper place with the Lord.
Yeah, I think it's really good to understand more of the fullness of God and his character. And especially coming off of the Awe of God series, like, we can't forget that part, like the holiness, like the righteousness, the justice, but then know that, God still talks to us in our own, in the language that he can connect with us. There's the laughter, there's the messing with us. But there's, I think if we get attached to any of those too much and we block out the other sides the other sides, not just one side, multiple sides, then we're not experiencing the fullness of God. And that's what's going to be really interesting in heaven too, is like his glory, his power, his majesty, yet all of those other aspects are going to be all at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it's mind-blowing to be able to have all of those in their fullness. And here we get them in little spurts, and maybe we gravitate towards one or another, but there we're going to be able to have like that balance and fullness. So really exciting.
I can't wait for the next one. Because Pastor Barry gave us a teaser. Now I can't remember what he said.
Are we going to be married in heaven?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are we closing our time out, guys? You're just staring at me.
You're the host, so I guess I know. I guess
I'm trying to get the cues.
Yeah, we can close out. I mean, was there anything else for you that stood out or that made you wonder or that you're looking forward to, like, understanding more about?
Are we good on time?
In heaven.
Yeah, we're about 40 minutes, so we're good. It's actually a shorter episode if we close out pretty soon.
We've been on an hour lately.
Well, I mean, because I could bring up a whole other thing that was mind-blowing that he said.
Sure.
If you want.
Well, if it gets too long, then we can bring you back for another time.
I
got my cane over there. I can pull you off the stage.
Dang, no.
Oh, also known as the mute button.
Yeah.
Wow, Damon. So
wow,
mean.
Oh, you're so mean.
The only one I like to mute is you, Kyle.
It's true.
Well, one of the things, again, like it's funny when something's so mind-blowing, but you're all like, duh, why didn't I ever think about that? Mm-hmm. Pastor Barry said that, and again, this is not his exact words. He said that because I think on earth, you know, when somebody doesn't know the Lord and when they die and you know that, you know, well, I mean, we never really know because they could have accepted the Lord in their whatever, right? Like right before they passed. But there are some people that we know will not get into heaven. It's just a fact. And so Pastor Barry brought that up. And he said, when we're standing on judgment day, you know, we're not even going to question because he, like, I can't even remember what he said, but it was so mind-blowing because it's such a sad thing to know that people that we know and love are going to be in hell. And he was like, because we're not even going to question it. And I went, oh my word, that's amazing.
So this is Trisha telling us that she's behind on our podcast.
Oh, sorry. I said it from the get. Wait, were we recording?
No, we weren't.
dang it.
No, we had that. We had a little bit of that conversation with Carol last week because she brought that up.
I am now working, everyone. No, so I'm behind on all my podcasts.
I'm just messing with you.
I thought we were recording.
He likes to mess us.
Always messing around.
I always mess with Trish, especially because she's fun and she likes to laugh.
But Carol brought that same kind of question. Like, how do we interact with people knowing that a loved one passed that they probably didn't know God? Yep. And so I kind of brought up, I had heard Barry share that before. So I mentioned to her, she's like, okay. So then it was interesting during service. She actually, right when he said that, she turned around and looked at me and she's like, hey, this is the same thing. But
it's good to know that what we say on the podcast is in alignment with what Pastor Barry says on Sunday morning.
But the first time I heard Barry describe it that way, it I don't know if it gave me peace, but it gave me like a different understanding. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're right. Like we're not going to question it. We're not going to go like, why? Like, or yeah. So the flip side of that too, somebody that's in heaven that you thought that person is not going to, and it's like kind of that too. Like, why are they here? You know? Or so it's, why are they not here? Or why are they here? And so both ways it'd be like, oh, I understand the way you handled it. I understand your grace, your mercy, and your justice, and how they all blended together, and that's it. Like, I'm not going to question it, and it's mind blowing to think like, wow, I'm gonna have full confidence and agreement with the way it turned out, and it seems kind of, because Carol said it too. It kind of seems cold hearted though, when you're talking that way, but it's like. But that's the truth. It's like, I'm not gonna like question God, but they were so close. Why couldn't they? You know, there's gonna be just a full understanding of, no, the way he did it was the right way to do it.
Yeah, just like when you have like toddlers to teenagers to adults, and we're like, why?
Yeah,
and you're just like so annoyed. You're like, cause that's just the way it is.
Right.
You know. When they're toddlers and you're just like, I'm not going to explain this. Like, you're not even going to understand, but it's like, why, 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 why? And you're like, oh my gosh. I feel like God's like, shut up. So
like right now we're toddlers and we're asking why, yeah. But once we're in heaven, then we'll be mature and yeah. We'll understand.
Hopefully. Hopefully. One day I'll be mature. But I just feel like, yeah, that's such an amazing thing. We're not going to question it because it is what it is, you know, and God, you.
But it still gives us a mandate now to like, okay, but I can do my part to at least speak those things to people, to give them that extra chance. If I'm the one that's supposed to give them their third or fourth or eighth or 20th chance to hear about Jesus.
What seed are you? What seed is it going to take for that person to come to Christ, which is none of our business, but our business is to plant that seed. Mm-hmm. I got a really cool story from Christian's friend, Darlene, and she had like a best friend in high school. And so Darlene just finished her second year of college, or she's finishing. And so she told me that she was going to go a couple weeks ago to her high school friend's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking with her the other day, and I said, oh, how did the birthday party go? And so we started talking about the girl, and I didn't even know, like, the girl is like, has a scholarship for running and all this stuff. Well, she was in a head-on collision.
Oh, wow.
Her sister was driving, and she was a passenger, and the car mainly hit on her side, and her hip got messed up. Uh-huh. She had, like, broken bones in her ankles, and she was scholarship at Mount SAC, but going to Fullerton on a full ride.
Wow.
For this next mm-hmm. school year. So she was talking to me about, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know the girl. I met her a few times, and I was like, is she okay? And she's like, they kept her scholarship. Wow. And she worked so hard to get back at running, and she's gonna go to Fullerton and all this stuff. And then she goes, but the coolest thing is that she thanked me for always talking to her about the Lord because she accepted Christ.
Wow.
And now she's a Christian. She grew up Catholic, and now she goes to a small group, Christian small group on campus at Mount SAC, and that she couldn't have gotten through what she went through without the Lord. And I was like, oh my gosh. And sometimes we get the fruits of our labor back, which I think helps us to continue. Mm-hmm. Like we do, I guess, need that sometimes. And the Lord is gracious enough to give us like, oh my gosh, all those times that I talked to so-and-so about it, help them. Right. And so I just thought it was such a cool story, which then like also helped me like, yes, we need to continue to just put little, like, I'm praying for you, or is there anything I could pray for you about, or whatever. Hey, we're having karaoke night, you know, game night at church. Do you want to come? Even simple things like that, right?
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah, I think as you're talking, it just reminds me, we need to speak the truth in love, right? It's not one or the other. And a lot of times the enemy makes it seem like we have to do one or the other, right? It's like you have to speak truth. But it ends up not being a loving way, or you have to love, or grace, and then there's no truth in that, right? And really, the way that the Lord has designed it for us is to speak the truth in love, because that will help point them in the right direction, but actually help move them in the right direction also.
Yeah. Amen.
All right, Trish, I think since you're the host today, you get to close us off.
All right. So you've been, I'm just kidding. I don't even remember how I would close it off, but I'm just going to end it. Thank you all for listening to my podcast, Engage with Trish.
Trisha.
Engage with Trish and flourish with Damon and Kyle.
I like it. We have a new podcast now. I'm going to start. You know what? I'm going to ask Jeremy. I feel like Jeremy and I could come up with a great YouTube channel into a Trisha Springer joke heaven and hell show. You know what, Jeremy? Let's do that. I feel like Jeremy would be a good person to make that happen.
Tris is just all about the calling out people today. Calling out Carol to come back on, calling out Jeremy. Or maybe it's just Carol's family.
Maybe. But Carol is...
Larissa, you better watch out.
Carol is... Carol says that we are related. Through so-and-so. Did you know that? Even kind of. Jeremy and I. Maybe that's why we're all just like... happy family, right? Because
okay, we'll have to do that off the air.
That's what's that book in the Bible where like lists all the father of.
There's a lot of genealogies in the Bible. I think I counted. There was 20.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so you've been listening to Engaged to Flourish with Trish. Damon and
Susie.
Kyle.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong, wrong podcast.
With Damon and Kyle. Till next time.
May you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.